clothes on my wall. All night, hearing voices telling me that I should get some sleep, because tomorrow might be good for something. Hold on, feeling like I'm headed for a breakdown, and I don't know why. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little. You don't care, but soon enough you're gonna think of me and how I used to be me. And talking to myself in public and dodging glances on the train. And I know they've all been talking about me. I can hear them whisper, and it makes me think that must be something wrong with me. Out of all the hours thinking, somehow I've lost my mind. But I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell, but stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little.
Time after time. Listening just a few minutes ago, I was talking about the fact that we all have gifts. We all have gifts, and some people have a lot of gifts. There are some people who can sing, can dance, can write, can produce. I've met people that have so many gifts, it blows your mind. And then there are some people that only have one gift, and that's okay. I don't know what your gift is. You may not even know right now what your gift is. As you're listening to me, you're thinking about it. You're like, what is my special talent? What do I have that makes me unique? And if it's singing or dancing or playing an instrument or painting or drawing, then use it. Develop that talent. Take classes. I talked to somebody the other day who said, I'm not a real artist. We were talking about this very topic, and she said, well, I'm not a real artist. And I said, what makes somebody real if you're an artist? If you love to create things that touch people's hearts and souls in a certain way, then I would say you're very real and that makes you an artist. And she said, well, I've never made money off my art. So go sell something that you've made, if that's what it takes for you to feel valid and to feel real. But that's not what makes you real. What makes you real is the very fact that you are, that you're here in this space and time, that your heart is beating, you're breathing, you're real, you're very real. Now take that talent and use it to help the world be a better, sweeter, safer place. We'll be back. You're listening to Delilah. Thanks for listening. We are KZST.
Some people just know the best places to eat around town. Those are the people who know to choose Allstate. They know exactly where to go to get exactly what you're wanting. They know where to find the spiciest hot pot, the gooeyest brownies, and the tenderest, most flavorful portobello steak. Those people also know that safe drivers save 40% with Allstate.
Saving 40% is based on the national average premium savings for Allstate auto customers with a clean driving record versus those without. Savings vary by state and vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number Special Edition smart bed, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Crush. See you blowing me was a victim.
I'm a mom, and I'm still trying to undo the damage.
According to research from the Star Debit and ATM Network, 1 in 6 people are victims of identity theft. And the newest scam is phishing, spelled P-H-I-S-H-I-N-G, a deceptive way criminals lure people into giving out personal and financial information.
I'm in construction.
I'm a nurse.
I work with computers every day, and I was a victim.
I clicked on an email link that I thought was from my bank. It took me to a website that looked just like my bank.
The caller said he was from my mortgage company, and I believed him.
Be on guard. Treat unexpected requests for information with suspicion. Contact your trusted financial institution or other business directly if you suspect a request is not legitimate. Secure tools like your PIN number help keep your transactions safe. Don't give out your passwords and other private information to anyone fishing for it. Visit phishinginfo.org to learn more. A message from the National Consumers League.
Shriners believe that every child deserves a chance to realize their full potential. A tragic gasoline explosion left young Dan Carroll covered with burns and with a slim chance of survival. That is, until a local Shriner heard about the accident.
Almost immediately, magic started happening.
Dan was airlifted to a Shriner's hospital.
The doctor said, I know you're expecting the worst, but this is a Shriner's hospital, and we're the finest burn center in the world.
Without the Shriners, I wouldn't be here right now. Like, seriously.
Shriners Hospitals offer some of the world's finest orthopedic and burn medical care to kids, totally free of charge. And there's a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. Today, Dan is a professional jazz drummer with a bright future.
I can do whatever I want to do. There's no limitations, and they help you learn that.
If you know a child that the Shriners could help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
From the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch, you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, oh, things you never say to me, oh.
Josh, welcome. How can I make your night special?
Well, there's a girl that lives about 2,000 miles away from me, and I'm not going to get to be with her for another year, and I'd like you to play a song.
Why will you not see her for a year? How old are you?
I'm 17, and she'll graduate next year, and so will I, and then I'm going to go out there and live there during the summer, and then she's going to come here, and we're going to decide where we like it best, and see how it goes from there.
Wait a second. What about college, school, education's future?
She's going to go to college out there. That's where we'll probably go after the summer. I'll probably stay there for her to go to college.
What are you doing with your future?
Yeah, I'm going to go to college, just not right away.
Okay, you need to go to college right away.
Okay.
You need to not be planning your life around this girl, but planning your future so you two can have a good life together someday. Have you ever heard the expression, first things first?
Yep.
If you're in love with her, and it sounds like you are, and you want to be with her forever, yes?
Yeah.
You have to be thinking about how you are going to have a good future.
Mm-hmm.
So following her across the country or her following you, blah, 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 is not wisdom. One of the biggest problem, if not the biggest problem, that I hear every night when people call and their marriages have failed, it's because they had financial difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And since 50% of marriages end in divorce anyway, if you are thinking of a future with this young lady, you want to have a great future. And you're not going to have a great future if you can't support yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So, figure out an education, figure out what you're going to do with your life, and then figure out how to be together.
Yep.
Okay. Good luck, honey.
Thanks.
Sonoma County.